We have a new university now in the Northwest, and you know what's happened in Limerick, Minister, over the last 20 to 30 years. Having that university, having a strong presence of multinational companies and research and development. So we're looking to the likes of Cork and Limerick and Galway to see how we can build on that. But connectivity is key. When we get directors from these major companies coming to Donegal and having to take them on a road that is not up to scratch, it's just not right, and it's not right for positive conversations. We have a lot of remote working now. We have a lot of emphasis on healthcare.
Regarding the Donegal 10T projects, if approved at Decision Gate 1 of the Public Spending Code, the next steps will be for the works to commence on the statutory processes and preparing the project brief for procurement strategy for Gate 2 approval under the Public Spending Code. In relation to the benefits of the 10T projects, through the provision of more efficient and safer journeys, this project aims to enhance regional accessibility and improve connectivity and traffic flows to and from the Northwest region. In addition, the project will improve the function and operation of road-based public transport locally and regionally. The project will provide significant active travel improvements through newly integrated cycle and pedestrian facilities, and areas along the route will become more inviting for tourism.